You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Now, when I was in chiropractic medical school over 25 years ago, I discovered bowel issues, depression, and swollen joints, especially my sausage-shaped fingers, were due to a sensitivity to gluten, the protein in grains such as wheat, rye, and barley. And since then, I've been gluten-free and totally asymptomatic. Now, my guest is here today to talk about why gluten-free is so important for your health, your children, and your future. Now, let's welcome gluten expert Dr. Peter Osborne, author of No Grain, No Pain, and the clinical director of Origins Healthcare Center in Sugar Land, Texas. Great to have you here, Dr. Peter. Now, tell us, what is the connection between grain, inflammation, and pain?
So there's a huge connection, and most people really focus on the gluten aspect. You hear about, you know, the gluten-free diet in the grocery stores and all over the news and in media, but we're going and diving a little bit deeper. Instead of just talking about gluten, we're actually talking about components in grain, and there are a lot of different components in grain. They're actually known to cause inflammation. We actually call this grainflammation because it's not just the gluten. A couple of years ago, there was a whole new class of proteins that were discovered in grains called amylase trypsin inhibitors, and these proteins have actually been shown to cause inflammation within the gut, and it's distinct from celiac disease, and it's distinct and different from gluten. That's one aspect of how grain can create inflammation. Another one is the high levels of a compound known as mycotoxins, and we get these in traditional wheat, barley, and rye, which are the kind of the traditional gluten-free or gluten-containing grains. But these mycotoxins are also found in very high levels in corn, and they're found in rice and in sorghum and in millet, some of these other what people are using as gluten-free substitute grains. So what happens is there's a large group of people. As a matter of fact, one study showed that 92% of people following a traditional gluten-free diet don't have resolution of their inflammation. And these are some of the reasons why. The mycotoxins contribute to and create a prolonged inflammatory response. So they're eating one grain instead of another, but they're getting this heavy dose of mycotoxin that's causing just a persistent inflammation. So, you know, you've got proteins beyond gluten, like amylase trypsin inhibitors, or ATIs for short. You've got mycotoxins found within the grain that can cause inflammation. Then there are other things like pesticides, especially non-organic products. So if you take, for example, just the way grain is grown in the U.S. today, the way that it's being harvested now is it's common practice in farming for farmers to spray the field before harvest with a compound called Roundup, also known as glyphosate. Now, this compound causes a lot of different types of damage in humans. It can cause leaky gut. It can contribute to chronic inflammation. It's a neurotoxin, so it can actually damage and destroy nerves. And for your audience, the gut nervous system is the second largest nervous system in the body. The gut has more nerves than the entire spinal cord. So we get this nerve toxin, we get this inflammatory compound within the grains that we're eating, and it just causes a perpetual source of inflammation. So you've got, again, you've got ATIs, you've got mycotoxins, you've got the component of pesticides within the grain, and then there's some studies that are showing because we've hybridized these grains and we've genetically manipulated some of them, that the aspect of that actually contributes to leaky gut and inflammation as well. And then you have another one altogether, and that is there are heavy metals, and certain grains will contain more heavy metals than others. And rice is notorious for this. Rice has a lot of cadmium and a lot of arsenic. And so what these metals do, they're what we call toxic metals, is they displace the natural normal minerals in our body, and they make it very hard for our body to use minerals, and so then we have side effects like bone loss and side effects like brain fog and weight gain and inflammation. So these are just some of the different things I talk about in No Grain, No Pain in terms of how grain itself, not just gluten, not just wheat, barley, and rye, but the family of grains can contribute to create inflammation and lead to subsequent pain.
Well, you know, I love everything that you're talking about, because in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I've talked a lot about the very similar fact that the toxins that you're exposed to is causing part of the reason why you've got inflammatory reactions in the gut, which causes leaky gut. So I want to talk a little bit about these poisons that are causing leaky gut. Now, you talk about mycotoxins, and I just wanted the listeners to understand that mycotoxins come from fungal, mold exposure. The grains are in mold, because, you know, when the farmers are harvesting it, who knows how long it's going to be in those bags. But these mycotoxins, these other chemicals that you're talking about, these toxins that are natural, grains such as the heavy metals, arsenic, and cadmium, they are part of why we have gluten, the leaky gut. And tell us how the leaky gut is connected to the pain and allergies, inflammation inside your body.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So leaky gut, in and of itself, imagine that the gut is like this long tube that goes from the mouth to the anus. And it should be a solid tube. In other words, there shouldn't be any way for things to leak from the contents of the gut into our bloodstream. The whole point of our gut is that it's kind of a defense mechanism. It takes the good from our food, and it excretes the bad things. You know, we eat bad things all the time, even with good intent. You can eat blueberries and get bacteria. You can eat blueberries and get other chemicals just by the nature of the way farming and other things done. So your gut's job is to defend you from the bad in the food and to allow the good in. And so with leaky gut, what happens is you get little kind of microscopic punch holes in the gut wall. And so now these things that are in our food that are bad can leak into our bloodstream. And once they get into our bloodstream, they can travel into the joints, they can travel into the muscles, and they start to create an inflammatory reaction. And that leads to pain. Inflammation causes pain. So we get tissue damage that can degrade muscles, can degrade cartilage in our joints, can degrade tendons and ligaments, making it very, very painful. And there are a lot of people that have chronic pain issues, whether it's knee pain or hip pain or arthritis, or whether they've been told they have an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, which is a chronic inflammatory pain. A lot of times this leaky gut, and as a matter of fact, leaky gut is a precursor to autoimmune pain syndromes. So the things that cause leaky gut, grains we know absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt can cause leaky gut. This was proven actually at the University of Maryland by Dr. Alessio Fasano. We also have other things that can cause leaky gut, though. Genetically modified organisms, so GMO foods. Plastics have been shown in some studies to actually contribute to leaky gut. So eating or drinking out of plastics, big no-no if you've got a suspicion of leaky gut and trying to get that healed. Pesticides, certain medications like aspirin and ibuprofen have been shown to cause leaky gut. Infections, some people get gut infections or parasitic infections, those can cause leaky gut. And a recent study from 2012 actually showed that some of the compounds in potatoes for some people can cause leaky gut.
Wow, potatoes. Now, I know a potatoes, Dr. Peter, has a lot of also fungus growing on it. You know, any of those spots, those brown spots and gray spots, that's all mold. What other factor in potatoes can cause a leaky gut?
Well, there's an alkaloid family, a chemical in the potato itself that's been shown to cause permeability in the gut wall. So it's native to the potato itself, so it's separate and distinct and different from the actual mycotoxin.
Right. Wow. Gosh, that's amazing. Okay. So, you know, it sounds to me that exactly what you're saying is the leaky gut is what we've got to protect. We've got to make sure we don't have leaky gut by reducing the inflammatory markers, meaning don't eat the grain, minimize all of the pesticides and chemicals that's in our food, make sure that we don't eat any mycotoxins, right, and chemicals that are heavy metals and those types, and even certain types of foods like potatoes can naturally have ingredients. Gosh, I really appreciate it. NoGrainNoPainBook.com. Everyone, that is an amazing book, NoGrainNoPainBook.com. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Peter, on Wellness for Life. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.